This is the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome to Thriving Entrepreneur with your host, Steve Kidd, third-generation minister and business coach. Join Steve and his guests to get answers to your questions and help break through to the next level in your business.
This is Steve. Welcome to Thriving Entrepreneur. Are you thriving today? How is your day going? Have you woke up this morning filled with a sense of purpose, knowing how awesome, amazing, and wonderful you are? If that wasn't how your day has gone so far, I hope that by the end of this time, our little bit of time we have here together today, that you will feel energized. You will find purpose. You will see just how incredibly amazing you are. You know, we talk a lot about humility, and it's thrown around in our society, but it's really misunderstood. The whole concept of conceit versus humility is pretty well always misdefined, because a person who is humble tends to be defined as somebody who is, you know, lowering their own self-esteem and saying negative things about themselves. And a person who is conceited is somebody who's always bragging about themselves. And in truth, those definitions are both a little bit off, because true humility is having a right definition of yourself, meaning that there are things that you do that you're amazingly awesome at. And to admit that, to say that out loud, to say, hey, you know what, I'm really good at helping people define their story, to pull the story out of them. And over the course of an hour to an hour and a half conversation, I can actually read back their story to them. That's not me bragging. That isn't even a gift I knew I had until I started using it, but it is the truth. And true humility is just being able to say that with confidence, with grace, and ease. Actually, it's just as conceited to not do the things that you're talented and gifted at as it is to brag about things that you're not talented at. So keep that in mind next time you're tempted to, because we all have this in us. You know, somebody says something, hey, you did a really great job with that, and it's uncomfortable, you know, and you're kind of like, oh, what should I say? Sometimes the best thing to just say is just to say thank you. But also, I challenge you, take it in. Allow yourself to accept that compliment, because you are amazing. You are the best at being you. There is nobody else in this world that can pull off you. I know we see people that impersonate other people and stuff like that, and it's fun comedy routines and stuff like that. But in real life, in day-to-day living, and most importantly, what we're going to be talking about today, in fulfilling purpose, the only person on this planet that can fulfill your purpose is you. You can't get a substitute teacher to do it. You can't pawn it off on your assistant or your mom or your dad or your kids. You have to come out full tilt and be 100% amazingly the you that you are. Kathy and I love sharing our authors with the world, because we know how amazing they are, and we love that moment when we can say to them, hey, you're a best-selling author, and for the rest of your life, you will always be a best-selling author. It's really, truly is one of the best parts of our life, is being able to say that to somebody and see that light bulb moment when they transfer from somebody who wishes they had a book, has a story they want to tell, to being now and forever a best-selling author. We want that for you too. We want you to have that experience to be a best-selling author. And of course, you're always welcome to come and join us at bestsellersguild.com to do that. Today, we want to inspire you to your purpose. We want you to live every second of your life, not just kind of going through the motions, but to live on purpose, with a purpose, because you were created specifically, definitely, to fulfill a purpose in this life. Nobody else can do it but you, and the whole world needs for you to shine your brilliance. When you shine your brilliance, you will allow room for other people to shine theirs too. That's what really makes, when we start talking about business, that's what really makes an effective business, is when you do the thing that only you can do, and you actually create an environment where your team members, whether they be employees, independent contractors, partners, what have you, they also have room to be able to shine their brilliance, whether their brilliance is public speaking, it's accounting. You know, there are people that are amazingly awesome at house cleaning, at cooking, at the kind of things that maybe drive you nuts through the course of your week. You know, people, there are some people that are amazingly talented with children, with teenagers, with different things like that. And as you shine your brilliance and do that thing that only you can do, you also make room in your life and in your business for others to come alongside of you and do the things that only they can do. And when we all do that, both in business as well as just in the world in general, we make this world a better place. So are you ready to think about it today? Are you ready to dive right into this? Because I guarantee you, if you dive in with both feet today, you are going to learn how great your purpose is and how much you can live your life on purpose. Are you ready? I mean, have you ever walked around and seen people who just look like they're walking around purposeless? You absolutely definitely have a reason, a purpose that you exist on this planet. The thing is, you need to learn how to live that life on purpose and with the purpose you were intended to live with. So to help us figure out how to do that today, I'm joined by a really great friend of mine, Tia Ross. Tia is going to talk to us about her new book, Living on Purpose with a Purpose. Hi, Tia. How are you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing really great.
Well, I am so excited about the release of your book. People that are listening to the show live will be actually able to get your book tomorrow, and the rest of them can just jump in and get it right after that. But talk to us about living on purpose with a purpose. What does that mean to you?
I am so happy to be able to share about this idea of living on purpose. What that means to me is a couple of things. One is exactly what you opened up with, which is every single person walking this earth has a specific purpose for a bigger picture. And what I love about helping people to discover that is that, honestly, once you get on your path and you start living in your purpose, all the small things around you, the life stressors, the things that get in your way or sort of bog you down tend to move out of your stress phase. To me, when you can end your day and you know that you have done something in your purpose, then you have had a successful day. And so to me, one person on this earth has one unique purpose. And discovering that is what is exciting. And what's even more exciting is once you've put your finger on it and you go, yep, that's it, then you have something meaningful to live for. And all the other things around you become really small compared to when you thought they were really huge and heavy. The other piece is living on purpose with a purpose is once you've discovered your purpose, you then are able to on purpose every day with intention do something that furthers your purpose on this earth.
So I'm sure you've been through that journey yourself personally You know, it's amazing because we look at people and we're like, oh, well, that person's just known who they are their whole life. But talk to us a little bit about your own personal journey. How did you discover your purpose in life?
Yeah, it's amazing because I did not, the concept of knowing that you have a purpose is one thing, but actually living a life like that, you don't realize it. So for me, I did not wake up knowing my purpose. It's not like I woke up one morning and said, that's my perfect purpose at an early age. My purpose was discovered through experiences and then me looking back on it. So here's the thing. For me personally, after I've seen something continue to reoccur in my life about me, then I realized that was part of my DNA. And I realized that was a part of a special thread that was uniquely threaded for Tia, inside of Tia. And it's not until I look back at circumstances that I was in that I realized, wow, that was the whole purpose or what I got out of that experience or situation, and it made me stronger. So to be really clear, in the book, I've stopped to actually share some stories with you of real life experiences. So I went all the way back to my young childhood, adolescence age, growing up in my neighborhood, not understanding why God would put me in a particular neighborhood with the influences I had on me. And now I wouldn't change it for the world when I look back at it, because what I realize is I was under some very, very stressful circumstances. And under that pressure, some of the skills that were being built in me were being a peacemaker, realizing that I could overcome certain things that most people would have folded under or lost their mind under. Not having to succumb to circumstances, but that I had the power to overcome them. And in me picking up these skills, it allowed me to live in the purpose of being a life coach, a life strategist, helping people to transition through difficult times. So my purpose here on earth is helping people transition through difficult times when it seems as if there's no hope around you, when it seems as if there's no clarity around you. I'm really good at providing clarity for people. I'm also really good at keeping my cool when most people would lose control in very stressful environments. I tend to work really well in those environments. And when I look back at how I grew up, I realized I was being prepared and my purpose was being perfected for what I now do as an adult.
Mm. Uh-huh. It's amazing how the process of time takes the most difficult parts of our life and puts them into perspective that we definitely don't have in that situation. And I'd love for you to talk for a minute to the people about, you know, that whole process of being able to look back at things that you wish hadn't, you know, when you're going through them, you're like, oh man, I wish this wasn't happening. But now that you can really see how much of a purpose they served in your life.
Yeah, it's a phenomenon when you really stop. If you're in a space, if you're listening to this and you're in a space in your life where you can actually stop and look back, kind of do a scan and look back over your life. Look at those times where you were faced with very difficult situations, where it felt as if life was just coming to an end, or it felt as if your whole heart was being ripped out of you, or it felt as if you could not move on. You know, that this particular choice that you made was causing you to not be able to move forward in life. Go back and put your finger on a time when that happened to you. And once you figure that out, I want you to look at how did you respond to it? How did you overcome it? What good lesson did you take from it? What do you do differently with your life now because of an experience from your past that you had? So, like, for me, in the book, one of the stories I was sharing was being a teenage mom. So, of course, you don't want that to happen to you, but it did happen to me. And when I look back on the situation, I was actually looking for love, and I would find myself in relationships, and I know I shouldn't have been in. I was raised to not have sex outside of marriage. You know, all the traditional lessons and values, I got those things from my family. However, there was something inside of me. Now, at the time, I would not have called it looking for love, because I was wrapped in my young teenage sassy self, and I really was not looking at it that way. But when I look back on it, I see what I was searching for. And that led to me being a teen mom. Well, what was so amazing about it is, as I began to move into working into the juvenile justice system, I would get a lot of young girls who were teenage moms, or they had had a baby, or they were pregnant. And right when they were in that time where it felt to them as if their whole life was over, as if this baby was going to be a huge burden and they would never be able to reach their goals, I was able to stand there and say, I put myself through college. My daughter to this day is very successful. She is a college graduate. She's a homeowner. She's going after her doctorate degree. She is a psychologist that works with youth today. And so I can look back now and see how me going through that situation empowered me to help other young girls who are faced with pretty much permanent situations that feel like it's going to hold them back and they won't be able to come out of it. And so this being able to go back and look on a dismal time in your life, on a hopeless time of your life, and to put your finger on what you're able to help someone else through now because of what you experienced, that will get you excited for that experience. I mean, I'm even at the point now where I truly say, and this is genuine, I would not have changed my journey. And I've been through some stuff. Oh, you pick that book up and you read, so that's just like a tiny bit. I shared a few stories in there that are kind of intense. And when you read them, you'll think, wow, I never knew Tia went through this. And I still to this day say I would not change my parents. I would not change my community. I would not change the experiences that I've had, even the rough ones that made me cry, that made me angry, that made me upset. Because of those experiences, I am now able to directly relate to the people in my life that I serve. When I do community development and I'm in those communities, I'm able to look at how would those people actually use some of the services that are available to them. How do I bridge the gap between the family that's at home struggling every day to the resource that's right down the street from them that they keep passing up and not going into to use? You know, I've been able to strategically help churches pull in people from the community that they would normally not be able to reach. Why? Because I've been in those shoes. I've walked in those shoes before. I've been those families that they are trying to reach out to and touch, you know? So it has even helped me in business, which is so amazing, because when you look at marketing, I'm able to speak to a market because I am the market, or I once was that market. I was once the struggling college student that put herself through college. And when I surrendered, Steve, to realizing that my ultimate purpose is to simply be a vessel to help people through transitions and to use my strategic brain to help people strategize around their business, around their life, around their purpose. And I totally surrendered to that and develop all of my products and all of my time around that. It just lights me up. You know, I'm just on fire because I'm living in that.
I remember reading in the book Well, actually, we were talking about it when we were doing the book writing session, even about your first day at your first full-time job right out of college. You know, and you had this whole stack of clients that you needed to deal with, and you opening that first one and you read the girl's story, and rather than it being heartbreaking, you were like, oh, I got you. I can help this girl. And I love that perspective of, you know, things that feel so less than when we go through them, but yet really are in our life on purpose so that we can live. I love the combination of those two words, living on purpose with a purpose. So, you know, doing it intentionally, but also with the purpose that you were intended for. I think that's so neat. So are you ready? Have you already started taking notes? If not, while we take this commercial break, I encourage you, run and grab a piece of paper and a pen so that you can write down some things. You can really nail down your purpose. Live your life with purpose. Live your life on purpose. We're going to drop some really great nuggets here for you today, and we want to help you thrive as you listen to the show today. Tia is going to be back with some more great insights from the years that she's helped people find, develop, and live in their purpose. So grab yourself some writing materials, maybe a drink of water or something like that, and then come on right back, and we'll be right back here on Thriving Entrepreneur.
I'm looking for a certain kind of woman, and I think you know her. She's an entrepreneur that is highly connected, successful, significant in her own industry, and considered the go-to woman in her community. She's received so much from so many women in business, she's ready to give back to others on their journey, lifting as she climbs. Hi, this is Sandra Yancey, and I'm the founder and CEO of eWomen Network. I'm looking to connect with the woman I've just described who lives in your community so that we might have a conversation about how eWomen Network's proven success system can provide her a platform to elevate her success and ability to support women in business. Our international community of managing directors are influencing the speed of success for women in business around the world. If that sounds like something that you want to be part of or know someone we should talk with, send an email to managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com. That's managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com. And let's start the conversation.
You've heard Kathy and I talk about it. You've seen the workshops. You have watched as others of your friends have become a best-selling author. And now it's your turn. Let me ask you this. What would being a best-selling author do for your business? Over 80% of people surveyed said that they want to write a book, which means that if you're listening, you probably are one of those people. Now is your time because you have a message that needs to be shared. That message is not for you. It's not for your ego. It is because it serves other people. Kathy and I are here to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. All you need to do is go to wehelpyouthrive.com, check us out, and find out how you can be a best-selling author today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is Steve. I'm here with Tia Ross. We are talking today about her book, Living on Purpose with a Purpose, a great book to help you know how to live on purpose in life, you know, not just accidentally bumbling through life, but also how to do that with intent, with a purpose, with the specific purpose that you were born to live out on this earth, that you were meant to do as you live every minute of every day of your life. There's a lot of people that are like, I don't know what my purpose is. I mean, I'm sure you've heard that one as a coach before too. How do we discover that purpose that is us?
This is one of my favorite things to do with people, Steve. You are so right. It's really simple. I think we make sometimes simple things really, really hard because when you think about it, living on purpose has been used in so many different ways. It's been used in other books that I have read and everything, and I love it. And sometimes we make it so hard when it's really simple. Here's what I tell people to do. Number one, I want you to go all the way back. It's sort of like what I did in the book. Go all the way back to your childhood. I want you to see yourself young adolescent age, then your young adult college age, and then maybe where you sit today. And there is a thread, if you think about a tapestry or something that has a thread that kind of moves through different time periods but stays the same and it connects everything, that's what a thread is. I want you to go back and find something, one, two, or three things that was really unique about you. Even if you didn't like that thing that was unique about you, was it that you stood out? Were you like me, a peacekeeper? You didn't like confrontation. You tend not to argue. Were you the one that everyone came to talk to and kind of dump all their stress on? Or were you the opposite? Were you super aggressive, outspoken? Did your mouth get you in trouble all the time? I mean, go back and really look at the stuff that you could consistently say was present in your young adulthood, childhood, you know, your adulthood now up into the age, and you kind of see this one thread about you. And then I want you to see how that thread about you, that one thing, shows up at work. How does it show up in your community? How does that particular characteristic show up at home? How does it show up in your peer group? Because there's something that's really unique about you where others would look at those situations and they would go, oh, there's no way I could bear that. You know, maybe you have the ability, you've noticed that you have this amazing amount of grace that can sit and listen to story after story after story in people's lives, where someone else would look at that and they would go, oh, my goodness, I don't have the patience to sit there and just listen to these people's stories. So you got to go back and find this unique thing about you. And once you find that unique thing, start seeing how it's showing up in all the different areas of your life. Because if you see it that way, then you can pretty much bet you're working on, like, yes, that's probably one of your biggest purposes. Then I want you to take it and I want you to ask yourself, how could this be an asset to other people? That's the key. How can the thread about me, the unique fingerprint about me, that unique thing about me, how can that thing be of service to other people? Your purpose is not for you. So that's when you're looking at how do you find your purpose? Well, that's one level, is to go back and find that purpose. And then once you find it, ask yourself, how can I use this purpose to serve other people? And then get creative. Some people, your purpose will come through you and your career. Some of you, your purpose will show up and it is why you do the business you do. Others of you, your purpose will have nothing to do with that. You might be a super high creative that has always been into painting and arts and creativity, and maybe that's your purpose. Maybe your hobby on the side is your purpose, that your pictures, your paintings, your music brings joy and shifts people's lives. Maybe that's your purpose that contributes to the world. So you got to go back and find that one unique thread about you. And when you do, take that thing and ask yourself, how is it utilized? Through what avenue and vessel do I utilize this purpose? And then how does this purpose serve other people? Because your purpose is actually designed for others. It's not designed for you to keep.
Well, and I would encourage everybody to start from the standpoint of just accept that you do have a purpose. Because so often, there are so many of us that have bought into the lie that we are less than. You know, we've had people in our past that have said horrible things to us and sold us a message that isn't positive or uplifting. those different kind of things. So I would encourage you, number one, to absolutely embrace the fact you are here for a purpose. You absolutely exist for a reason, and the world does need that. And then, you know, really do go through the process of discovering that purpose. I hope that you have a real sense of your purpose, of who you are and what you were put on this planet to do. More than anything, I hope you haven't bought into the story that you aren't worth it, that you do not have a purpose. You absolutely do. And it's so important that you shine and be the best you that you can be. The world so needs you. And I really, really just hope that you've taken some notes from some of the things Tia's already said, and that it sparked some things in you that can help you live your life on purpose with a purpose. We'll be right back on Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is the EWN Radio Network.
Imagine the feeling of being seen as the go-to expert in your field and having that at no extra cost for marketing. Plus, having more time for your family, friends, vacations, and hobbies. You don't have to imagine anymore. Hi, I'm Kristen Baker, sales, money, and success coach, and I want to share my proven formula that I use to close over $100 million in sales. Go to KristenBakerCoach.com, that's K-R-I-S-T-E-N, BakerCoach.com, and access my free checklist called Turn 100 Leads into $20,000. Find out in less than 5 minutes if you've been sitting on a goldmine of ideal clients. Stop wasting time and money on sales and marketing methods that don't work. Start by going to KristenBakerCoach.com. Download my checklist and let's get started today.
You've heard Kathy and I talk about it. You've seen the workshops. You have watched as others of your friends have become a best-selling author. And now it's your turn. Let me ask you this. What would being a best-selling author do for your business? Over 80% of people surveyed said that they want to write a book, which means that if you're listening, you probably are one of those people. Now is your time, because you have a message that needs to be shared. That message is not for you. It's not for your ego. It is because it serves other people. Kathy and I are here to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. All you need to do is go to wehelpyouthrive.com, check us out, and find out how you can be a best-selling author today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is Steve. I'm here with Tia Ross talking about her amazing book, Living on Purpose with a Purpose. I hope that you have some great notes, that you've really dove into this concept, and that you're even more clear now, regardless of how clear it was before, even more clear now on your purpose, on how to live on purpose, and how to fulfill that purpose that you were placed on this planet to live out. So now we've got our purpose. We know that we have a purpose in life. How do we live then on purpose?
Yes. Okay, this is good. Now, how you live on purpose is, once you undeniably know what that purpose is, you undeniably have done what Steve said, which is accepted the fact that you actually do matter. And how do you matter to others is through your purpose. Once you've gotten that, the next level of living is living with intention on purpose. Here's a live example. I always like to give live examples. Live example. When someone comes to me with a project, a business opportunity, opportunity in the world, what Tia does is I actually stop. And I look at, is this in alignment with my purpose? Will my purpose enhance this project? Will my purpose enhance this business? Will my purpose enhance this person's life? If the answer is yes, then I'm on purpose. I'm living with a purpose. So when you live on purpose with a purpose, then everything you do, you make sure that you do it on purpose, meaning you make the choice based on the fact that you know what choice you're making. You are so clear when you say yes to that, because what will happen is you won't have to be motivated. When I say yes to something, I don't have to be motivated, because what motivates me to do it every day, even when I don't feel like it, is knowing that my purpose thread is needed for the success of that project, that business, that person. For so many years, I did not live that way. I used to run around and say yes to everything. How many of you know that you have a hard time saying no to stuff? That was me. I used to say, yes, I'll do it, I'll do it, I'll do it. That is not living with a purpose, on purpose, because my purpose is I'm just saying yes to please the person. And then I find myself super overwhelmed. Now, when you live your life on purpose with the purpose, your life becomes simplified. And you don't feel bad about it, because you know that you're on purpose with it. So I literally have projects right now and people that I truly love, Steve, and they're in my family or there are people around my family and they have nice businesses and they'll come to me with opportunities. Can you come to this? Can you do that? Will you do this? And I go back to my barometer and I look and I say, is this in alignment with my purpose this year? Is it in alignment with what I am to accomplish? You know, is it going to keep me on track with the purpose? Is it going to take me off track for a while? And so it really does simplify your life. You know, a lot of people think living on purpose or living in your purpose is very heavy, when it actually simplifies your life.
Hmm. It brings up a good question, Tia. Why do we fight it so? Why do we become the thing in our lives that gives us all the excuses as to why we shouldn't live out our purpose?
I love it. One, of course, okay, the obvious answer that people would say is fear. Like fear of, if you tap into that purpose and you live that purpose all the way out, sometimes there's some fear around it, because when you recognize your purpose, if your purpose is going to cause you to have to shift some things and sacrifice some stuff, there's some fear there. So, for example, if you have a purpose of working with youth, there is a misnomer out in the world that says, you know, working with youth, you really don't get paid. There's really no pay, no money in working with youth. And so you may be spending like 90 to 100% of your time over here in this professional world when your heart's purpose and that thread about you is to work with youth. And so you spend like 10 years, 15 years, 20 years over here building this life over here to make money to live. But then you know that this thing has been haunting you to go work with youth, go work with youth. But then you think, yeah, but the bottom line, I'm not going to make money. So then it stops you. And then what ends up happening is you end up forever wanting to long to do this thing. And at some point in your life, you're going to have to give something up to get something. And you might have to sacrifice a little bit of your time or look at a more creative way, you know, to jump into this thing with faith. And it might become the very thing that makes you even more successful. So sometimes it's the fear. The other thing is that is really unique, and if any of you are listening, get this. Everything, there's a lot of things and a force on this earth that is working hard to keep you from your purpose. Why? Because the minute you get into your uniquely designed purpose, watch out, world. Because you are going to begin to shift others. Remember I told you, the secret is that your purpose is not for you. Your purpose is not for you. Once you discover your purpose is going to be attached to serving others. And the minute you become the person that serves others from your purpose, you're going to unlock some things for people. And sometimes unlocking something for one person will change the legacy of lives to come after that person. So look at the families I work with. Look at, for example, the people, the businesses that I've helped, okay? Some of the businesses that I've helped, by me staying in my purpose and helping these businesses behind the scenes, it allows that business to reach more and teach more, which means they now multiply the people that they touch. So it's really a huge thing here. You know, so one, a lot of the things that happen is we're afraid of living on our purpose because it's going to pull us away from other things that we're doing that make us money. And then the second thing is we don't realize it, but the minute we focus on that purpose, we're going to shift a ton of people around us, which means I like to say we cause like a huge disruption in the earth. You know, we really do. If all of us, if you imagine for a moment, all of us, just 10 people, 20 people, imagine 20 people spread out around this world who are fully going full blown in their purpose. Imagine what their community would look like, the people immediately around them would look like. It becomes contagious, and it truly does allow you to change communities and change the world.
Mm. Well, and, you know, there are so many people that fall into that trap of diminishing how impactful their purpose was. You were just talking a minute ago about working behind the scenes with so many different businesses. It isn't like some of those businesses have a special page they've dedicated on their website to Tia Ross for all of the insight that she's given to them. And yet, you know, the purpose that they're fulfilling in the world is so much greater because of the work that they did with you. I think of people, and I always use the example of Billy Graham's mom. You know, because most everybody, regardless of their religious background, knows who Billy Graham was. And yet it was his mom at home living out her purpose, raising him to be the man that he became, that allowed him to travel the world and make the enormous impact he did. And if she wasn't 100% totally her, he wouldn't be the Billy Graham we know of. I mean, the same thing could be said about Bill Gates' mom, you know, Oprah's, you know, Oprah talks about a teacher, Miss Duncan, that she had in like second grade that poured into her life in spite of the circumstances she had in her life that, you know, made her the Oprah that she is now today. I mean, we just really can't diminish our purpose because, you know, we're putting it on a scale against somebody else rather than realizing that the world needs exactly who we are.
Yeah.
I know what that's like. I know how easy it can be to live your life as a marvelous mimic rather than genuinely, uniquely, wonderfully brilliant who you are. Don't fall into that trap. It's so easy to see other people and try to emulate them. And we can learn a lot from our mentors. But at the end of the day, you want to be the best version of you because your purpose is every bit as important as every single other person on this planet. We'll be right back here on Thriving Entrepreneur.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. One of my mottos for business owners is, you can't do it alone. Whether you're in the startup stage of your business or you're scaling, you can't grow without relationships to provide support, wisdom, and new customers. eWomen Network is your home to connect with other women entrepreneurs who've been where you are or are experiencing the same challenges. We have chapters across the U.S. and Canada that have monthly events featuring our trademarked process called accelerated networking to ensure you get the contacts, resources, and leads you need to grow your business. And once you become a member, you get many benefits, including 2 one-on-one coaching sessions, unlimited access to our membership database, your own personal profile page, and discounts on products and services with our business partners such as UPS and American Express Open. Join the eWomen Network community and let us help you live your dream. For details, visit eWomenNetwork.com.
You've heard Kathy and I talk about it. You've seen the workshops. You have watched as others of your friends have become a best-selling author. And now it's your turn. Let me ask you this. What would being a best-selling author do for your business? Over 80% of people surveyed said that they want to write a book, which means that if you're listening, you probably are one of those people. Now is your time because you have a message that needs to be shared. That message is not for you. It's not for your ego. It is because it serves other people. Kathy and I are here to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. All you need to do is go to wehelpyouthrive.com, check us out, and find out how you can be a best-selling author today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is Steve. I'm here with Tia Ross. We're talking about her book, Living on Purpose with a Purpose. You can get her book at Amazon.com, and you're going to want to work with Tia more than just the book, but you do absolutely have to get the book. Tia, what can people do to connect with you?
Oh, they can email me directly. I'm a really reachable person. So I'm a people person. That's my purpose. So I may stand out a little bit different than others, but just remember that's what I do. And so one, you can reach me at my email address, which is TiaRossAndCompany.com. Or you can text me at 619-366-1546. I am a texter. I move around. I travel a lot. And I do check email. But the fastest way to know I'm getting back with you is to text. And that is okay to text. 619-366-1546. Also on Facebook, Tia Ross. You can talk to me that way as well.
And some of you don't realize just how amazing it is to get that kind of access to Tia. Tia's worked with some enormous world changers. We could probably fill up a whole episode just name dropping people that Tia's worked with. But for you to have that kind of access, to drop her a note and say, hey, Tia, you know, I was wondering about such and such, or I've really been struggling with this thing, you know, talk about access and insight. That's awesome. So, Tia, we like to leave.
Yeah. Oh, you know, Steve, I wanted to say one thing when you said that. This is me. I'm digging deeper. The purpose, relationship. It's a lesson that I learned. And that's the little tidbit of why I'm the way I am with this. I don't encourage it for other people. But for me right now in my life, I just know relationship is your wealth. And that's one of my big purposes is relationship and people. So that's why it's important for me that you're able to, you know, text, Facebook, email me. That's important.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we love to leave people with something that they could take action on right now today. So a person who's been listening to this whole show and is ready, they know their purpose and they want to live on purpose with a purpose, what would you tell them? What's a first step that they can take?
First step that you can take is to create a life mission statement if you don't have one yet. So you know your purpose, you see it, you may not be living in it. The first step is to create a mission statement around it. The purpose of the mission statement is that you are creating your identity. Right now, your identity is not tied to your purpose just yet. You recognize the purpose is kind of out there, but now to bridge the gap between the two to where you're living in purpose, on purpose, with the purpose, is that you have to make it your declaration, your life declaration, your life identity. And once you begin to do that, you can then move into it because it's a natural piece of who you are inside. My I am statement, I am wealth. Everywhere I go, I spread wisdom and wealth to people. I am greatness. I am a legacy shifter. That's my statement. I want you to come up with your statement because when you are clear on your statement and it becomes your identity, you will begin to live in it naturally every day. That's the first step.
Well, and you shared a really good trick in there. That's the I am part of that statement.
That's right.
Your brain actually can't disagree with anything that you say after you say I am. So whether you're saying negative things about yourself, I am, I'm not even going to say anything negative because I don't want that to go out there in the universe. But if you were saying that, you know, your brain believes it. It's like, okay, well, if that's who you say you are, then, you know, okay. But the flip side is true too. If you say, I am wonderful, I am wealthy, I am beautiful, I am talented, whatever you say beyond I am, your brain has no choice to believe it. It can't. It's just like, all right, you say so, then I believe you.
Yes, right.
Well, Tia, I really appreciate you taking the time with us today. The book, Living on Purpose with a Purpose by Tia Ross. You got to get it from Amazon. It's such an amazing book. Your life will be changed regardless of where you are in the spectrum of living on purpose with a purpose. Tia, thanks for spending the time with us here today.
No problem. I appreciate it. Thank you.
What is your purpose? You've hopefully had a piece of paper. You've been taking notes this whole time. I want you to write either at the bottom of the paper or up at the top, someplace where there's a lot of space. I want you to write in really big letters, I am, and then fill in the blank there. I am a great speaker. I am a best-selling author. I am a great mom. I am an amazing spouse. You know, whatever that thing might be, and it doesn't have to be the one and only thing you do in life, but start off with an I am statement. And then, like Tia was talking about earlier, I want you to really think back through your whole life. If you haven't already made some of those notes, think back through your life. What is that thread? What is that thing that always is, always has been a part of who you are and how you show up in the world? And then think about, how does that relate to your life here today? How does that show up? Now, here's what I want to challenge you with, that little germ of a purpose that you found. For some of you, you know, it's stuff that you've known for a while. And for others of you, this is a breakthrough revolution for you today. Wherever you're on that spectrum, to an expert at living your life in purpose, to somebody who, before you started listening to the show today, you really were convinced that you didn't have any purpose in life. Wherever you are, I want you to really acknowledge in that I am statement that purpose that you definitely have. And then I'm going to encourage you to take it one step further. You need to write your story. You need to share your message with the world. So let's say today you just had a breakthrough. Regardless of where you are again, the breakthrough helped you be more clear on what your purpose is in life. There's somebody that's at least that one step behind you. They still want to know what their purpose is, but they don't have the info that you broke through today. They don't have the insight about being who you are. They don't know how to show up in the world the way that you do right now. All of us have faults, and it's so easy for us to concentrate on the places that we're less than, the lacks that we have in our life, rather than really zeroing in on that germ of who we are that's come through with us through our whole life. Caring, compassionate, a giver, you know, somebody who's always been kind of upfront in the spotlight. You know, I've been told, because I honestly don't remember it, but I've been told that I was like 5 or younger when I sang for the first time in church with my 2 older brothers. The story goes something along the lines of, we were singing Onward Christian Soldiers with the cross of Jesus. And I, being the little kid that I did, thought the phrase was with the Christ of Jesus. And of course, being the outspoken person that I am, I was singing it very loudly. One of my older brothers was busting up laughing, and the other of my older brothers, you know, was so humiliated that it took him a lot of years to get past that. That feelings that either of them had, those aren't on me. But what is part of, and why I bring up that story to you today, is because that right there, that was Steve Kidd just being him. On stage, singing at the top of my voice, right or wrong, I just wanted to celebrate and to speak out and proclaim that heartfelt love from the center of my being. And that shines through in every aspect of my life and everything that I do today. And for you, there are things like that in your life too. Those times that you've come up against stuff. We've all had it. Divorces in your life. Parents that break up. People that betray you. I'm so blessed to have Kathy in my life, but she's my second wife. I had to go through a very terrible divorce, and being a single parent for five kids for almost 5 years before I found Kathy. And I learned through that process so many things. And as Tia said, looking back now, you can see the purpose in those kind of things. I couldn't share with some of the people that I'm able to help now if I hadn't gone through with that. I don't believe God actually does those things to you, but I do know that all things work together for good. They work out in a way that makes life even richer in spite of the things that come your way. And I want you to share that story, because there's somebody else that needs to hear it right now today. There's somebody on Google that's searching, wanting to know, even just simply, that they're not alone in that pain and suffering that they're going through. I encourage you to do that. First step to do that, join Kathy and I at bestsellersguild.com. Take up the mantle. Take up the challenge. I know, because I know 80% of the people in the world want to be an author. I know deep down inside of you, you've got a story you want to tell. Tell it. I dare you, I challenge you, and I encourage you. Share your story with the world, because you are uniquely brilliant. You really are. There's nobody like you. You specifically were created for a purpose, to live on purpose and to live with a purpose. And I want you to know that the world needs you. Please know that Kathy and I are here anytime we can help you, to help you live every day of your life as a thriving entrepreneur. Until next time, have an amazing week.
Thanks for listening to Thriving Entrepreneur today. If you want to get your question answered, send an email to questions@wehelpyouthrive.com. We look forward to you joining us again next time.
You've heard Kathy and I talk about it. You've seen the workshops. You have watched as others of your friends have become a best-selling author. And now it's your turn. Let me ask you this. What would being a best-selling author do for your business? Over 80% of people surveyed said that they want to write a book, which means that if you're listening, you probably are one of those people. Now is your time, because you have a message that needs to be shared. That message is not for you. It's not for your ego. It is because it serves other people. Kathy and I are here to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. All you need to do is go to WeHelpYouThrive.com. Check us out and find out how you can be a best-selling author today.